G'day, Reece Dan here, and welcome to episode 13 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And if you're going to be doing selection, make sure you check out operatoredge.com/indefatigable-video, and you'll be able to watch a demo of the course I offer to help guys prepare for selection. But let's talk about today's podcast and the topic, which is don't talk yourself off selection. And the reason I wanted to talk about this, it's going to be pretty focused and pretty brief, but I'll be getting a lot of questions about this, a lot of questions about why do people quit on selection. And one of the reasons is that they talk themselves off selection, okay? Or they talk themselves into quitting once they're on selection. So they turn up, they're on selection, and they convince themselves to quit for some reason. And I know a lot of dudes that would have been great operators within SF. And some of them are my really good mates. I know they are good operators in other fields, and they would have been great in SF. Yet they couldn't get through selection, and the main reason is they talk themselves out of it, all right? And this usually happens when usually happens to people on selection when they've stuffed something up, all right? So they're being tested on something, and they felt like that they've poorly performed, and they might feel that everyone else has done really well on it. You know, they might have gotten lost on during the navigation phase. Maybe they had no clue on a particular stand and couldn't even come up with an answer, or they barely scraped through an activity and barely got under the time, for example. Maybe on the individual navigation exercise, you know, they just don't feel like they're getting enough checkpoints up, for example. And that's actually where a lot of people quit, when they're out there by themselves. Some people just don't like that. I actually really enjoyed being by myself because there's nobody out there fucking with you. But some people don't like it. They get in their own head and they talk themselves out of it. All right, maybe you're getting a grilling from an instructor who's questioning your integrity or questioning your ability, all right? Maybe they think that you've miscounted your burpees or whatever the case may be, but they're really into you for some reason. Maybe you feel you're ill-prepared for selection, that you're underskilled or inexperienced, especially when comparing yourself to others, all right? And just on that, comparing yourself to others, just because you think, you know, another dude on selection is killing it doesn't mean he is, all right? Every year on selection, you have guys that are in great physical condition, and they smash all the physical testing and the soldier skills. And then they make it to the end of selection and they don't get picked up. And why? It's because, you know, they're lacking in other crucial areas like emotional control or teamwork, that kind of thing. So don't get wrapped up in comparing yourself to others, because you really don't know how others are going, all right? But these are all reasons why people talk themselves off selection. You know, they talk themselves into quitting. And really, you obviously never want to do that, all right? You never want to quit because you think you're not doing very well. And I'll tell you why. Because every single SF operator that I've spoken to, they didn't know 100% if they were actually going to pass selection, all right? And I've spoken to a lot of them, all right? And none of them knew for certain that they were going to get the tick in the box at the end of selection, okay? Because they stuff things up throughout selection. I stuff a number of things up throughout selection. Everyone does, right? There'll always be something that you just don't do very well in, all right? Obviously, you want to turn up to selection and having, you know, prepared as best you can and having all, making sure you tick all these elements off in regards to preparation, but you just won't execute all the time, 100% all the time. Nobody does, all right? You just don't want to ever talk yourself into quitting and talk yourself off selection because you've stuffed up, all right? If you fuck something up on selection, know that everyone else will, all right? And everyone else does, all right? You want to let it go and still believe that you can actually get through, all right? Give yourself the best chance to perform at your best on the upcoming assessments, all right? If you're in a negative mindset or a negative feedback loop, you won't be able to perform physically where you need to be or physically at your best on the other activities, and you'll probably stuff something up. And what I mean by a negative feedback loop is you stuff something up and then use all this self-talk in your own head, and most people don't know that conducting this self-talk, but you're grilling yourself and you're giving yourself a really hard time, and your body language is poor, and that's releasing certain chemicals and hormones throughout your body, stress hormones, and then you start to feel bad, and then that goes back in your negative self-talk because you're not feeling well, and on we go, all right? And if you're in that kind of headspace and mindset, you just won't physically be able to perform at your best for the other activities. And again, you'll stuff something up. So, you know, you want to just understand that everyone stuffs things up. And if you do, all right, you have a poor performance on activity, just let it go, right? Remain calm and focus on the next activity, remember this, if you turn up to selection, finish it, all right? Stay on the course until you finish or you're bozzed, all right? Or they kick you off, all right? Even if you don't pass selection, all right, at least you'll know that you can finish selection and you'll be much better off and much better prepared for next time, all right? If you quit, you will always have that in your head, all right? And you'll always be wondering what happens, what if I could, all right? What happens if I had it? Maybe I could get in, all right? You never know if you quit and you talk yourself out of it, all right? So don't ever talk yourself out of selection. Don't ever pull yourself off because you think you're not doing very good, all right? If you're not doing very good, the instructors will boz you, right? You'll get kicked off, right? If they don't, you're doing fine, and you've got to let that go, and you remember that everyone stuffs things up and you still get through. You can still get through. So once you start selection, always remember to stay there until you either get kicked off or you finish, right? And play it out that way. All right, it's a really big point. I had a lot of questions on this, but I just wanted to cover it on the podcast, a short podcast. But that's it. That's it for this quick podcast. If you've got any questions, all right, make sure you reach out, resetoperatoredge.com via email. Hit me up on my Operator Edge Facebook page or my Instagram account, reset_Dowden. And I'll get back to you as soon as I can. All right, but thanks very much. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Thanks.